Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 3, Karma Yoga, Yoga of Action. All of us realize that we are defined by our actions. You meet a new person, the first thing you do is obviously judge the person by the way he looks and where he dresses and where he talks and where he acts. But the million-dollar question we ask is, what do you do? And whatever the response comes, you will either enhance your judgment about that person or you will reduce the judgment which you have made by just outward appearance. You know, a long time ago when I first joined Chinmaya Mission in Houston, I met a person in a class called Rambhai. Rambhai in Gujarat is a pretty simple name. You know. His name is Rambhai, so well, very old friend. He looks also very, very, you know, modest and conversation also. And he actually came to me, he thought that I was asking some smart questions in the class. So I obviously already had a better judgment of me. I'm making the judgment just based on what he looks like. And then I finally asked, so Rambhai, what do you do? And he said, I'm a structural engineer. And I'm a research engineer. So I don't do normal building structures. I'm basically a researcher. And the more I talked to him, I found out the guy has about 3 PhDs in structural engineering. He actually was awarded PhD when he was in undergraduate class. He was doing his last BE because he found the flaw in the way the structural engineer for the high-rise building, like 15, 80-story building, calculate the structural load. He found the flaw in that theory while he was in undergraduate class. And as soon as I heard that, for me, Rambhai became a completely a different person. But I always remember that when I judge somebody, is he not another Rambhai? So actions we know are very important, but not all the time we can act appropriately. Even knowing that my actions will describe me, will define me, we don't really do everything right in our life. We know that. So we have gone through the whole chapter about what is right actions, how the actions work, what is the right way to act. But in the end, the question came back, as Arjuna asked, even though sometimes I know what is right, but I can't do what is right. Atha kena prayoktoyam papam charati purushaha. Papam, we have a cultural baggage when we say papa, so we consider something sinful in a sense, something only the sinners do. We don't do. Papa, as we have defined in our discussion in Vedanta, that which creates a negative impression in my mind is a papa. That which binds me more and more to this limitations is a papa. That which liberates me is punya. That which puts a positive impression on my mind, which encourages me, inspires me, is punya. That which dejects me and depresses me is papa. When I'm depressed and go through all that, I'm going through hell. So papa leads me to hell. So what is it that puts me in this misery of life, even though sometimes I know this is not the right thing to do? And most of the time, at least in my life, I can tell you, most of the time when I took wrong decisions or did wrong things, I already had the inkling in my heart that this may not be a right thing to do. But we did it anyway. Because everybody says it's okay. My mind says, well, if you don't do it, you will be left out. Whatever it is, you know. But we did it anyway. So he says, Atha kena prayuktam papam charati purushaha. Anichchadapi varsneya. He doesn't want to do it, but baladiva niyojit. As if he is guided by, he is limited by some force which is not allowing him to do what he thinks is right. Kama esha krodha esa rajoguna samudbhavaha. Not really a big revelation to us, but still we never associated when we did something wrong. We actually transferred the blame to somebody else right away. I shouldn't have done it, but what can I do? Circumstances are like that. I wouldn't have been angry had he not pushed my buttons. So we see, we right away transfer the blame to the others. And we kind of redeem ourselves. I'm actually a nice guy and I normally don't do that, but because of that. Therefore, we have no chance to improve. What this basically says is you have a chance to improve. You realize what the source of your mistakes. There's a kama esha krodha. It is your own desire and anger which led you to do what you thought was not really right. Rajoguna samudbhavaha. They are born out of rajoguna activity or actions. Going back to actions are very important. I need to how to act. Same activity, if it is not done properly, will lead me to desire and anger. And then that will lead me to commit wrong actions. Therefore, it is even more important how to do the right actions. So first thing we have seen is do for the greater good, do without attachment. That part is very important. That attachment creates kama and krodha. That attachment created the desire and anger. As you'll learn in the second chapter, the constant thinking of something creates attachment. That attachment then creates desire. Then the desire creates the anger. The same thought is transforming from constant thought to the desire, to the anger, and then buddhinasa. So Bhagavan said, kama esha krodha esha. Mahasana Mahapapma. Once you are overwhelmed by that flow of thoughts, you can't really get out of it and you continue to commit the wrong thing. We have seen all the Hindi movies when he starts with the stealing a loaf of bread and then he becomes a great Amitabh Bachchan who is, you know, an angry young man. Once you are in that frame of mind and do not know how to get out of it, it will just take you in that. So what is it that I knew something is not right, and this is right, but I cannot. What is it that's clouding my right thinking? So the next verse says, Dhumena avriyate vahanihi. Just as the fire is covered by smoke. Fire is there, but there is smoke. Where there is a smoke, there is fire. Smoke cannot be there without fire. But I can't see the fire because the smoke. Smoke is veiling that fire. Yatha darsho malena cha. Just as mirror is covered by dirt. Mirror is there, but I can't see the reflection. You know, anytime you take a shower, if you're in the bathroom, doesn't have a good exhaust, your mirror will be covered with that water vapor. And you won't be able to see it till you wipe it off. Yatha ublena avruto garbha. Just as the embryo is covered by whatever you call it, placenta, womb. Tatha tena idam avrutam. By that, this is covered. What is that? That wisdom. By this, what? Kama esha krodha esha. Is covered. Three examples are given. Swamiji says in our scriptures, repetition is not really allowed. Unnecessary repetition, not allowed. Therefore, Bhagavan Vedvyas won't give three examples, just one simple idea. That a knowledge is covered, veiled by something. It gives that the veiling of a various categories. Just as we have seen everything in three categories, veiling is also of three categories. Sattvic, Rajasic and Tamasic. The first is, Tumena avriyate vahanihi. Fire is covered by smoke, but it's very thin veil. A little breeze will remove that smoke and you will see the fire. So it's like a sattvic veiling. My desire to do good for the society, my desire to do good for my family. I may get trouble for that, but there was sattvic desire. And then when I realize the society really doesn't need my help, or I'm not capable of doing it, that desire will go away. That's still a veiling. Sattva still binds you. By what? By the happiness it gives you. The sattvic desires are still bonded. It's a golden chain, but still a chain. But it can be removed easily with little knowledge, little brushing up of what is right and wrong. It can go away. The next, yatha darsho malena cha. Just that dust covers the mirror. Now, these are rajasic desire. I want to achieve this. I want to acquire this. Those don't go away with little breeze, you literally need some physical actions to remove the dust from the mirror. It requires a little more effort. You have to really have the resolve that I need to get out of this desire. Then only you can get out of it. Just by shining a little knowledge, it doesn't go away. Coming to Gita class Sunday morning doesn't take away Monday morning, I need to get that. Because it's a yatha darso malena. So it's a rajasic desire, which is veiling my knowledge of what to do and what not to do. What is right and what is wrong. What is truth and what is untruth. What is permanent and what is temporary. That wisdom which I have is veiled by this desire. The last one says, yatha ublena avruto garbha. We know all the women knows, at least the man only can infer, that how difficult it is for the embryo to mature and come out. So it's not something which is done lightly. It takes its own maturity, and then whatever the pain you have to go through to reveal what the truth is, which is the baby. So when my desires are tamasic for the sensual pleasures, then those do not even with firm resolve just go away. It really requires a long-term discipline. You have to mature yourself out of that. A child cannot get rid of their desire to play with toys. He has to mature out of that. So those are more stronger desires which you just have to give it time. Let the nature take its own course. Just like as we are saying, how do the animals evolve? And Swami Purushottama told me, on the lap of Mother Nature. They don't do any karma, so they don't have any papa or punya. They don't have any baggage of this is right and this is wrong. They go by instinct. Mother Nature gradually takes care of them. So if you are in that category, let the time take its own course. Let the Bhagwan take care of it. Tena idam avrutam. That kama esha krodhesa is veiling this knowledge. Next was now defined what this and that is. Avrutam gnanam etena gnanino nityavairina. Even a wise person's knowledge, and for all practical purpose, Vedanta says we are all wise people actually. At the core of our being, we know we are Satchit Ananda. But this veiling is stopping me to realize that. So, avrutam gnanam, this knowledge which is instinctively mine, that who I am, is veiled by nitya vairina, these constant enemies which are present in my mind. Kama rupena kaunteya, duspurena analena cha. This constant enemy present in my mind in the form of kama rupa, in the desire. No matter how hard I try to get peace of my mind, and we constantly sing, give me bhai, santi apne. Santi is what we are looking for all our life. But santi we never got. Because this constant enemy is right there. He's not leaving me alone. Other enemies you can leave them. But this enemy is within you. Duspurena. It's not something which you can fulfill one time and you're done with it. So desire is like that. It's not that the one time you fulfill a desire and you're done with it. Duspurena. Insatiable. Just like the fire. The fire you can put little ghee and say now we are done with it. More you put ghee, more it. So in other words, this is a losing battle for us. We already know that more I feed my desire, more it's going to flare up. We know the story of Rama killing Vali, because Vali has the boon that anybody who faces him, Vali will get half of his strength. So if Rama faces Vali, Vali has his own strength, but he gets half of Rama's strength. Rama has left half of his strength. So obviously Vali is going to win. So this lust, the kama, has that boon. More you face your kama, it takes away half of your strength, your mental resolve to get peace. It takes away from you. So therefore, it duspurena. It cannot be. It's enemy you cannot win. Indriyani manobuddhihi asya adhisthanam uchyate. So first thing we do is what? Where is the location of my enemy? I just read somewhere that United States Pentagon said, come April, we will have the Iraqi army well trained with all the intelligence provided and the tactical guidance provided by United States to fight ISIS. We will provide them all the intelligence of where the targets are and how to hit them. So what is the most important thing? You may have trained army, but they don't know what the targets are. So you need to have intelligence of where the enemy is located. Once I know the enemy is located, my well-trained army can go and attack. I know what my enemy is, kama rupena, but I need to know the location. Once I know the location, maybe I can do something about it with my resolve. So last verse, indriyani mano buddhihi asya adhisthanam uchyate. The seats of the desire and anger is indriyani, first the senses. Something is not comfortable, then obviously, I don't know what's happening here. Temperature is not right. Indriyani. Mano buddhi, and then I get a little upset. I don't know why these people are not taking care of this building. You know. Mana. Then buddhi. Buddhi said, I don't know whether they know that the thermostat setting is where you take care of this thing. You know. So this desire and anger resides in starting with senses, then the mind, then in the intellect. These are the three seats of your desires and anger, Bhagavan says. Etehi vimohiyati eshah. Gnanam avritti dehinam. By these, this kama and krodha in your senses, mind and intellect is deluding you and taking away the knowledge that you have of what to do and what not to do, what is right and what is wrong, what is truth and what is untruth. In the embodied one, it does not take away, if you don't have an identification with your body, it starts with that. Only this problem lies with when I identify this limited self. So Dehinam, when I say this is me, all the things start. So now this is me, the body, the gross body, but my enemy is sitting in my senses, mind and intellect. But that came because I identified with this body as me. So etevi vimohyati esha, this kama esha krodha esha is deluding the embodied one who has considered himself to be the limited being who is the constant enemy within your mind and intellect. With that we'll stop here.
Om sarve bhavantu sukhina. Sarve santu niramayaha. Sarve bhadrani pashyantu. Ma kaschid dukkha bhag bhavet. Om shantihi, shantihi, shantihi. Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.